It's an idea which has kicked around for years and something that both Rochester and Syracuse do, vote on the school board in November when it's pretty assured that the turnout will be higher than the school board's traditional 10%. However, Golombek's proposals have routinely gone to Albany for action and gone no further. Golombek says with a higher turnout, elections might produce a different and less confrontational school board.
I don't see it being for the kids regardless of who wins. Charter schools alone are not the answer. Not extending the school day and not extending the school year are not the answer. There needs to be some moderate voices that can take a look at everything and put things on the table and stop saying it's for the children and start making it for the children.
Councilmember Richard Fontana says the argument that November makes the school vote political is wrong because the political issues are really worked out in the September primary and people might look at the candidates differently. Golombek says getting rid of the May election would save $250,000 in the cost of holding the vote. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.